today on A Moment.
Don, are you crying? What's wrong?
Oh, Yael, I was just slicing onions for my lunch. The smell gets me every time.
Well, Don, that's not really true.
But look at me, I can't stop sniffling.
But that isn't because of the way onions smell. You see, Don, an onion gets its distinctive taste from compounds that contain sulfur atoms. When you slice an onion, you damage its cells, and this triggers a chemical reaction that converts these compounds into an acid that acts like tear gas. At the same time, the byproducts of this reaction condense to form the molecules responsible for the onion's pungent odor.
In other words, the same chemical reaction that makes me all weepy also releases the onion smell?
Right. A similar thing happens when you chop garlic. When it's still in bulb form, garlic doesn't smell like much. It's only when you mince or dice and damage the garlic cells that a chemical reaction releases smell we associate with garlic.
But no one cries from chopping garlic.
That's because the byproducts of the chemical reaction that takes place in garlic are different from the byproducts you get when you chop an onion.
So is there a reason why onion and garlic undergo this reaction?
Well, scientists suggest that the same chemical that gives garlic and onions their distinctive smell helps them fight off bacteria and fungus and parasites.
So there might be something, after all, behind all those reports that garlic and onions are good for you. Good thing I love onion and garlic sandwiches, right, Yael?
Good thing we have separate microphones.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.